From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Carlos Puigdemont, the president of Spain's Catalonia region, described the federal government's decision to invoke Article 155 of the Constitution as the worst attack to Catalan people since the dictatorship of General Franco.
The Catalan institutions and the people of Catalonia cannot accept this attack. The humiliation sought by the Spanish government as a guardian of all Catalan public life, from the government to the public media, is incompatible with a democratic attitude and is situated outside the rule of law.
Spain announced an unprecedented plan to sack Catalonia's separatist leaders, install its own people in their place, and call a new local election using previously untapped constitutional powers to take control of the prosperous region that is threatening to secede. Hundreds gathered to mourn seven of the victims of a militant attack on security forces in Egypt's western desert that three security sources said killed at least 52 people. Egypt's security forces suffered one of their heaviest attacks when militants firing rockets and detonating explosives hit a police operation. No group has made any claim or statement about Friday's operation not far from the capital. A suicide attack killed 15 army officers west of Afghanistan's capital of Kabul on Saturday. An eyewitness to the attack said it happened mid-afternoon and that he saw at least nine dead bodies. Dawit Waziri, the defense ministry spokesman, said the attack took place outside a military training academy, killing at least 15 officers and wounding four others. This is VOA News. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he first thought the appointment of Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador for the World Health Organization was a bad April Fool's joke. Maya Bush has more.
Trudeau told reporters he was dismayed by the choice of 93-year-old Mugabe, who has long faced U.S. sanctions over his government's human rights abuses, as well as criticism at home for going overseas for medical treatment. Trudeau calls the WHO appointment absolutely unacceptable, absolutely inconceivable, and says Canada's diplomats are busy making that very, very clear to the international community.
WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus says now he is rethinking his decision and will issue a statement as soon as possible. Czech election winner Andrej Babiš said Saturday his ANO party was a pro-European force and wanted to take an active role in reshaping the European Union's policies. We have to fight for our interests. We are a tough part of the European Union, a tough part of NATO. I would be grateful if some people stopped fearing that we are East-oriented. We are not East-oriented. The European Union has to have some reflection to think why Great Britain is leaving the EU. The European Union has to stop talking about a two-speed Europe.
The Czech billionaire won a thumping victory in Saturday's parliamentary election, giving the anti-establishment businessman facing fraud charges a strong mandate to cut taxes, lift public investment, and fight immigration. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan spoke on the phone Saturday. Marissa Melton has those details.
Putin and Erdogan discussed an upcoming meeting of the Astana process on the Syrian conflict. During their phone conversation, the leaders talked about joint efforts within the Astana process, including the creation of de-escalation zones in Syria and further coordination toward resolving the Syria situation. The Astana talks are brokered by Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Malta's government on Saturday offered an unprecedented $1.18 million reward for full protection and for anyone with information on who killed an investigative reporter with a car bomb. The government statement, called the October 16th car bomb slaying of Daphne Caruana Galizia, whose reporting on corruption targeted the prime minister and other top figures on the southern Mediterranean island, a case of extraordinary importance. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.